Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I want to talk to Lisa Pickell. She's the president of Oren Pickell Building Group. And she is one of the best docents in the city. If you go to architecture.org, you can sign up for a Chicago Architecture Center tour. And this weekend, the boats are floating again up and down the river with people and docents. At least I think it starts this weekend, right, Lisa?
It does, absolutely. We're kicking everything starting tomorrow. Big day. So walkers are coming back. Boat cruises are coming back. We're very excited about that.
I thought I saw the boats going up and down the river, but I guess if I did, they weren't Chicago Architecture Center boat tours. You all are just this weekend putting people back on the boats, right?
Yes, that's correct. I think there have been a few other companies that have been out earlier, but the CAC is back in action starting tomorrow and Saturday. Saturday and Sunday this weekend.
You know, they have a kiosk downtown near where the boats dock. I presume you can also sign up online. I'm just saying all of that to wonder if, with limited seating, can I just show up in the city or should I make reservations in advance?
I would suggest making reservations in advance. We were selling out. So I think going to architecture.org and purchasing your tickets online is probably the most surefire way to do it. But if you happen to be in the area and just want to stop by the kiosk down at Michigan and the river on the south side of the river, on the east side of Michigan Avenue, you can, of course, just grab a ticket there. Or at the Chicago Architecture Center, you can pop in and get tickets there, which is at 111 East Wacker.
Yeah, so you know where that is, right? If you're wondering, where's that Chicago Architecture Center, if I want to pop in, great gifts, really interesting, beautiful stuff in their center. It's a store, and you can buy tickets for the tours there. And it's just on the south side of the river, on the lake side of Michigan Avenue, right there at that intersection. You'll see it.
That is absolutely right.
It's a beautiful store. And boy, if you're into architecture at all, or if you want a nice Chicago tchotchke. So are you guys doing it just weekends now? Or is it going to be 7 days a week?
Yeah, just weekends for now. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So Friday starts next week at a limited schedule and limited capacity as well. I think the CAC has done a really good job of keeping the passengers safe, keeping their crew safe, keeping the docents safe. And I would expect that as the city starts to open up a little bit more, hopefully, you know, knock on wood, that those offerings will expand as well over the course of the summer. But for now, weekends only. The center actually opens up for its exhibit starting in May as well, which is going to be really fun. They've got some really cool. They certainly have not sat idly by during the pandemic. There's a brand new exhibit coming about neighborhoods in Chicago and affordable housing, which I think is going to be really fascinating. I'm really looking forward to seeing that. And that'll be open in a couple weeks.
Also, just can you talk briefly about the walking tours? So are those downtown or in the neighborhoods? Where do those go?
Yeah, a little bit of both. So again, you can visit architecture.org to see what's available when. But there are seven different tours, some of the most popular tours coming out of the CAC downtown, including Art Deco, Must See Chicago, Treasures, Chicago Icons, Mid-Century Modern. And then there are also a handful of walking tours, the Fulton Market area, Northwestern University, Kenwood, which was where Barack Obama's house was, Hyde Park, and Evanston as well, that are all be starting on the 17th.
You are a docent, so you're probably this walking font of fun facts about the city and neighborhoods. What are some of the good stories or things you like to lay on people? What's a fun thing about the city to say when you're doing one of your tours?
Well, you know what? I think one of my favorite things to talk about is just the fact that Chicago just isn't very old. You know, we were chartered in 1837, and New York is double the age of the city of Chicago. If you think about it that way, we're about 100 years old. They're almost 400 years old. Los Angeles is older than the city of Chicago. So when we really look at our built environment and this architectural fabric that we walk around and enjoy, it was actually built very quickly for all intents and purposes. And that it continues to change and modify over time is kind of this living, breathing thing, I think, is just really cool as you're walking down, especially downtown. There was a quote that a lot of us use by Mark Twain that's impossible to keep up with occasional. It's impossible for the occasional visitor to keep up with the city of Chicago. You know, she outgrows herself before you can see her again. And I know that that's very true for visitors, but I feel like that's true of Chicagoans right now. You know, how much have we kind of given up and just haven't gotten a chance to experience our city over the last year? So I'm hoping that people kind of take this opportunity and go with the CAC to get to see different parts of the city and kind of just get to know our city again, because she is a great city.
I hope it doesn't take a small amount of courage for people to do that. I know these are challenging times, but I'm downtown right now, and I've been downtown every day since the pandemic started through all of the unrest last year. And I'm not naive to the realities of that, but the city is beautiful. The downtown is safe. The neighborhoods that you are talking about are too. It's a shame there are some places that are not all of that. But in the meantime, if you want to enjoy one of the world's great cities, there's never a better time to do it than right now. You can find a place to park, and the city looks lovely.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I think CAC is doing a really nice job of trying to bring some of those issues to the forefront and to help educate people on what architects are doing, what design can do to potentially help, obviously not to fix, but what can design do to help augment and to help change some of those dynamics as well. And I think some of those exhibits that are going to be opening in May will be interesting for folks to take in.
And it doesn't mean that we can't celebrate the city for the positive and good things, the beautiful things that it is. Lisa Pickell's on a phone line, president of Orrin Pickell Building Group. What we visited with you last year is we were all trying to figure out what the world was going to be like. How are things at your business?
Booming. You know, I think with everybody spending a little more time at home, you know, we talked about some of those little projects that needed to get done, and a lot of people are doing them. People are moving. People are shaking things up. You know, I'm sure you've heard that just housing is in short supply right now. So people are doing things within the Chicagoland area, reinvesting in their homes, which is great to see. So there's certainly challenges going on with some supply chain and lumber costs and things like that. But it's interesting times. It feels a little funny that housing's on the upside of a recession after the last big one. But we're doing great and just moving along.
That's Lisa Pickell, the president of Orrin Pickell Building. Their stuff is beautiful, by the way, that they do. And it's not just bump outs, although if you are going to add an office or more living space because you're going to live more at home and work more at home, you could do a lot worse than by calling these people. I do have a way for you all to lower your costs, though, Lisa. And I don't know if you have a number two pencil and want to write this down, but you could make houses out of mud and straw. And that would supplant the cost of lumber, maybe only temporarily. But have you thought about that at all?
I have to admit that is a new thought.
Oh, yeah, sure. Now, that stuff sticks together. It dries. And then I don't know if you can hang sheetrock on that. But anyway, just something to try and help you out.
I don't know if you need sheetrock.
Well, listen.
Would it be kind of that organic feel?
I know. Maybe that could be a thing. All right. Well, let's...
Totally.
Let's encourage people to take advantage of one of the, who was it last year said that the Chicago Architecture Riverboat Tours were the number two best tourist destination in the world, as I recall.
Yes.
And that includes
TripAdvisor.
I think it was. And that includes the Pyramids of Giza and the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah,
those
totally.
Little boats going up and down this river are a treasure the world enjoys. So lucky us that they're back and running starting tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Today. Yep, tomorrow.
Hold on.
I think it's tomorrow. And then
Saturday, April 17th. You're absolutely right.
But next Friday will be on Fridays.
Good to know. Okay, CAC, the Chicago Architecture Center. Just go to architecture.org. Architecture.org. Let's stay in touch. Congratulations, Lisa. And lucky the people that get on your boat because you do a great tour.
Well, thank you, John. I really appreciate that.